So please keep that in mind. Anything else? Any other announcement needs to be brought to our attention other than those in the bulletin? I have one I was asked to announce, and that will be there will be a sing at Hackleberry Baptist Church this coming Saturday night, and this will be for the three young children that have cancer, Caleb Tebow, Callie Lucas, and Reese Walker. They'll be having to have two groups coming, and also I think our praise team is going to sing, and they asked me to sing one, so and if you want to sing, you're welcome to do that too, because we're going to have an open mic to start with, and you can be a part of that service as we worship the Lord in song there. Any other announcements? Anything? If not, I would invite you to turn with me to Matthew, the 5th chapter, one of the most familiar passages, Jesus' teaching, as he taught in the first part of chapter 5 about the king's principles for true righteousness and what it is. And he talked about our attitude toward ourselves in verse 3. He talked about our attitude toward sin in verse 4 through 6. He talked about our attitude toward the Lord in 7 through 9. And then our attitude toward the world in 10 and following. But also, I want to move on down because I want us to look at a principle that is that we talked about some last time together. Do you remember what I preached on last time I preached? Did you notice this morning how Brother Ibe preached better this morning? See, he had a rest last week, and I had a rest. And he preached much better. Didn't y'all think he did a better job this morning? Amen? I thought he'd done an excellent job this morning presenting the Word. And the last time I met, when we talked, and Brother Jimmy sabotaged my pitchers, I poured my water, so that kind of gives you a clue what we talked about, the water of life and also the light of the world. And that's what I want to look at tonight in Matthew, the 6th chapter. I heard something this past week that, you know, it talked about salt. We are salt of the earth. It talked about salt losing its savor. They said the only thing that's worse than salt losing its savor is pepper losing its pep. I don't know about that. But anyhow, I want us to look at a short passage, one we're going to focus on, but I want to read verses 13 through 18. Matthew 5, 13 through 18. If you have your Bible, I ask you to stand for the reading of God's Word and remain standing for prayer. Did it not come through? Outline. In verse 13 it says, You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who? Your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And the term there means to fill to the fullest. It says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle, one dotting of the I, one crossing the T, shall in no wise pass in the law, till it all be fulfilled. Let's pray together. Eternal God, our Father, as we bow in submission to you tonight, we come for the purpose to worship you. Lord, to really worship you, we pray that our hearts are prepared for worship. Our minds and our life are open for worship. And we, Lord, can really worship you the way you would have us to. You told the woman at the well, they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth, Lord. We thank you for that promise and that provision tonight. And I pray, O God, tonight that as we come before your throne of grace and we thank you and praise you that it is, that we have the right to plead our cause and our case before you. And we can call you Abba Father, our Father. What a true privilege and great significance that is to be able to do that as your children. And Lord, we realize as you as our Father that you have what is best for us if we will only heed to you and listen to you and obey what you say for us. And I ask, oh God, tonight once again that you would take these feeble lips of clay, God, and Lord, that you would anoint them with the very presence and power of your Spirit, that they may speak forth the truth of your word in simplicity and with unction, God, that can only come from you, because in and of myself I am absolutely nothing, God. But I come depending completely upon you, and I ask you, Lord, to just have your will accomplished in each of our hearts tonight, that we may each and every one be drawn closer to you and closer to one another, and very, Lord, that we can draw on the strength of each other and from you, God, that we may be the people you've called us to be. I pray, oh Father, tonight for those that are less fortunate, those that's on our prayer list, those that are home, those that are suffering. Lord, we pray that you will minister to each of those as only you can. There are several, Lord, that are going through difficult and trying, seemingly insurmountable odds. But we know, God, with you, any and everything is possible for those who trust you and look to you. I pray, Father, tonight that you'll just magnify your very person and your very self here in our midst, and we'll thank you and praise you for it, and we look to you for what you're going to do as you speak to our hearts tonight in Jesus' strong and powerful and saving name. Amen. I thought about preaching this the last Sunday in this month as we begin the new church year, but then after Brother I.B. brought the message he did this morning, and after things has happened like they had there during this week, I thought right now would be a good time, because we need to understand what Jesus was saying here as we look at that one verse of Scripture. Look with me there at verse 16 once again, and I want to focus on those four words: let your light shine. I believe, and this is Marshall Dixon theology, I believe that when the people of God will allow the person of Jesus Christ to shine and radiate through their lives, that there will be a change in their church, and there will be a change in the world in which they live in. And I want you to listen to me. Jesus said, let your light shine. Have you ever wondered what he meant for us to do? When he said that, let your light shine, why he asked us to do that, and just how do you do it? How do you do it? One thing is for sure, he wasn't just giving us a neat slogan to say or giving us something that we can write songs about. He meant for us to do this very thing. Let your light shine. When he said that, we see that there is no indication that he meant it for only a certain few, or this one or that one. But I believe he was talking to all of his followers, and he wanted them to do this. Every Christian, listen to me, every Christian is expected to let his or her light shine. In the sermon, as we look at it, we're going to look at those four words, because I believe they're significant for us. And at the close of the sermon, I'm going to ask you to surrender to Jesus so that he can shine through you, through your life. And I want to look at those words, each of those words. First one is, as we look at, Jesus says, let. The emphasis is on let. And when we think about let, the term there is the potential there that's before us. Let your light shine. The word reveals potential for every Christian to shine for Jesus. To shine for Jesus. Every one of us has the potential to shine for Jesus. Why? Because of his presence, because of the reality of who he is. Let your light shine. This is something Christians can do. Jesus didn't say to create your light or to make your light, did he? Because see, in and of ourselves, we cannot create light, we cannot make light. He says, let. Let your light shine. And there's a difference, folks, because there are many people, I believe, that are called themselves Christian, and they're trying to make their light shine. I mean, they're trying to make it shine by doing good deeds, by doing this, by doing other things, and they're trying to make their light shine. But Jesus did not say that, because if you make your light shine, it's showing off nobody but you. And that's selfish and sinful. But Jesus said here to let your light shine. There's no need for that, no need to try to create light. The light already exists, and it's in him and him alone. He said, I'm the light of the world. He says in John 1:9, he says, the true light that giveth light to every man is coming to the world. That is himself, as John describes there in chapter 1. He is the light. In him there is no darkness. And this light does away with the darkness, is the term that is used there. Every Christian, let me tell you something. Every Christian can shine for Jesus. He has been commanded. He commanded each of us to do just this. He wants us to really allow him to shine through us. That's what he wants. He wants to shine himself through us. But it does take surrender. Surrender. I believe as we think about the whole scope of it and the potential of let your light shine. I believe that we can understand that when we allow Jesus to come into our life, that it is a permanent thing. A lot of people say, well, you can lose your salvation. Let me tell you something. You cannot lose something you had nothing to do with. I mean, a lot of people use that verse there in Psalms 51, and they quote after what David said, return unto me the joy of my salvation. I've heard that quoted so many times, and that's a misquote, because it is not my salvation David is talking about. He says, return unto me the joy of thy salvation, because salvation comes from God alone. He's the only one that can give salvation. You cannot do anything to add to or take away from it. It is his salvation, and when he offers you and gives you salvation, that means the perfect light of Jesus Christ has come into your life, and that is a permanent fixture in your life. From then on, how you acknowledge is a different thing. Are you willing, listen to me, are you willing to let him shine through your life? It takes surrender, and we have to trust him. We have to trust him, because when he wants to be shown through our life, I will guarantee you he will let us know to let our light shine. Listen to me. Are you willing to be unashamed of Jesus and allow him to shine through you? As Brother Ibe talked about this morning, the greatest need in America is not to have a Democratic president or a Republican president. I get sick and tired of all that. What we need to have is someone who is for America and the principles for which America was founded, and then they take a stand for that, and I'll tell you, God will bless that. This here, oh, don't get me started. Let me move on. The potential. But then there's something else with the next word. He says, let your. And let me tell you something. This your don't mean your brother, nor your sister, nor your mom, or your dad. It means you. Let your. The light, Jesus said, let your light shine. The word your reveals possession, which expresses our accountability. Our accountability to God. For what? To let your light shine through you. When we understand the principles for which Jesus taught, we need to realize that Jesus was very basic in his teaching. And it was so simple enough that a child could understand it. Jesus, as he taught, he wanted people to know and to understand the truth of God's Word, the principles of God's Word, so that they could apply the Word of God to their lives and live out the Word of God through their lives as they yielded to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, let your light shine. Every one of us is accountable to God for sharing the light within our person, him or her, whoever it may be, period, we are accountable to God for that. Not only are we accountable, but we must make ourselves available for this to happen. I get so tired, you know, at this time of the year, whenever the nominating committee is trying to ask this one and that and the other to serve, and they say, well, I just don't feel qualified to serve. No, there's none of us qualified to serve. God is not concerned about how qualified you are. What God is concerned about, if you'll make yourself available to him, he's not concerned about your capability as he is your availability. And when you make yourself available to God, that's all that matters. Because he wants to take you and use you. He wants to work through your life. And I guarantee you this. If you take a class or you teach or something and you make yourself available to God, you'll learn more than you've ever learned, you'll ever learn sitting in any class. By making ourselves available. Available to him. See, we're accountable. Accountable to him. Accountable to God for sharing the light within our person. Your lost friends are walking in darkness. While you possess the light Did you know that you are special? You're special because God has entrusted you with the very light and the love and the present reality of Jesus Christ, because the light of Christ is you, in you, and it's special. No one else can light or let their light shine like you can let His light shine through you. I mean, there's some folks you can. I don't know how to explain this, but there's some folks that as you let your light shine and you think you're allowing Jesus to use you, someone else can come along as they let Jesus shine through them, and they can do a much better job than you can. We ought not get jealous. We ought to thank God for it. There's no jealousy in the Word of God, in the house of God, the work of God. We just allow God to take us and use us. Let me tell you something. When we understand what it means to let our light shine for Him, if you don't let Him shine, some people will miss heaven. Do you realize that? What a tragedy. What a terrible tragedy. There are people who will listen to your witness and your witness only to Christ. Did you know that? Some people, they'll only listen to you. They want to hear you say something. They want you to live it out. Only you can reach them. Are you willing? Listen to me. Are you willing to obey Christ and find ways to let Him shine through your life? Through your life. I'm glad God had special people in my life. I'm glad that He used a window installer named George McInville to help me see the very light of His love and His presence that I needed, something that I needed in my life. When we understand the scope of all this, as we allow Him to take us and use us, yes, let potential, your possession, accountability, whatever, as we allow Him to be, make ourselves available. But He said something else. Let your light, listen to me, let your light shine. The word light reveals the product. The product is the light. And the light is who? You say, well, light's not a product. I guarantee you pay a light bill, don't you? And if you pay for something, it's usually a product that we use, is it not? But let me tell you something. Jesus is a product that shines through our light. There's no charge for to those around, if we'll only be submissive to Him. Let your light so shine. It reveals product. It is the results of a life surrendered to Jesus Christ. In 1 John 1:5, we read that says, God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. Are you with me? In Him is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. How urgently the light is needed today. How urgently the light is needed today. Spiritual light, to which Jesus referred to, is holiness and righteousness. And when we allow that to possess our lives, they see the very person and the personality of Jesus Christ shining through us for the glory of God. Christ's righteousness brings with it all the advantages of physical light when we are trying to get somewhere or to get something eternal, significant, accomplished, or done. Jesus has a plan and a purpose for your life. Whether you want to admit it or not, He has a plan and purpose for your life. And there are so many people that are so miserable as a believer. That's the best term I know to put it. Miserable as a believer because they cannot figure out what God is wanting to do in their life. And the reason they cannot is because they have not really surrendered their life on the front end and say, Lord, here I am. Just take me and use me. I'm nothing apart from You, but I want to be all that You'd have me to be, and I want to make myself available to You. So, Lord, take me and use me. Then He can take you and make you the light that He would have you to be. The only thing anything significant will be accomplished is when you do that, period. With light, we can see where we're going and avoid all the pitfalls along the way. All the pitfalls along the way. This implies ability to discern what is right and what is wrong in life's most important issues and the decisions that we have to make in life. I believe that God will give us light and shed light on those decisions we need to make so that we can make the proper decision for the glory of God. I tell you what, I've made some that were my own decision, because I tried to rationalize it through the physical aspect of my best interest, I thought. And you know what? I always had to come back to God and ask His forgiveness. Ask His forgiveness. Because, see, if He's not in it, it's not worth the bother. It's not worth the trouble, period. The light that Christ can give you can eliminate worries. It can eliminate our frustrations. It can eliminate our groping around. It can eliminate our stumbling and falling as we journey through life. Let me tell you something. It makes critical, as we make critical decisions daily, we need to realize that He wants to do what is best, and He wants to work what is best through our lives if we will only surrender and fall in submission to Him. If you're a Christian, have you thought lately about how valuable the light of Christ is in your day-to-day living? How really valuable it is? Sometimes, even for a Christian, the way seems dark, but Jesus said He is always there. John 1:5 promises, He says, the darkness cannot overcome. The darkness cannot extinguish. The light is what He's talking about there. The light. If you are a Christian, have you thought about how dark your future would be without a Savior? Without a Savior, there are many people we come in contact with, they're facing that reality today. Will you admit your need for Him and allow His light to shine and to be in your life? See, He can and will give you light that will lead you in and through this life and into the God's eternal presence and glory with Him. Hallelujah. Heaven. Let your light, last word is shine. The word shine speaks of promotion. 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 When we think about that, it says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but instead they put it on a stand so that all in the house can see. Everyone can see. Are you willing to go public with your faith? That's a good question. Are you willing to go public with your faith? See, many people there, what we call a secret disciple. A secret disciple. They don't want anything, you know, out, overt or outward to make, draw attention to themselves. But let me tell you something. If you know Jesus Christ, people should be drawn to your life. Look at your life. Examine your life and see the very things of God working in and through your life. I believe that's what Jesus is saying here. Let your light so shine. Are you willing to go public for your faith? See, Jesus went public for you. He bore your sin all the way to a place called Calvary. He hung there on that cross, public for you. A despised individual because of the world's standards. He was crucified for you there at a place called Golgotha or Calvary. He paid your sin debt. Jesus went public for you, bearing your shame. Not His shame, but your shame. See, the light we are to shine comes from the throne of heaven. The very throne of heaven is where it came from, in our lives. Then it flows out of us like a mighty river. We talked about that last time in John 7:37 and 38, where we talked about what Jesus made that proclamation. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There's a twofold problem there. Either we are a river or a reservoir. Listen to me. We have too many Christians today that are reservoirs. And a reservoir is something that wants all it can get, claiming all it can get and not using it. But a river is continuously flowing. And that's what Jesus said there. We are to be that continuous river flowing for the blessing and being a blessing to others, because out of that life that is so permeated with the person of Jesus Christ, that we are showing the evidence of that. This, in essence, is what Jesus was referring to when He said, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, promotion, that it can be seen by all. When we think about that, we need to realize we need to confess our sins and start shining by allowing God to do good works through us. The twofold conclusion is this, and that is the word shine. In the King James Version, it says, let your light so shine. Is that what it says? I use the word shine. I want to do that for a reason, for to draw attention to that. Because what the term so shine means, we look at that little word so, what does it really mean? It says, let your light so shine. The word shine is joined at the beginning with the word so, which means its source is out from its object of who it is. Listen to me. It's out from the object of who it is, because it is that which projected through the receptacle. Let me tell you something. Is your life a receptacle for Jesus to so shine through you? That's the question. That is the question. When we think about our potential, our possession, our product that we have the best product in the world. You know, some salesmen come to you and say, well, we got the best product in the world. No, they don't. We've got the best product in the world, and that product is Jesus Christ. And what he wants us to do is to be like a signboard, a promotion sticker, a promotion banner, whatever you want to call it, advertisement, however you want to put it, that he can be seen through. That's what the scripture says there. He says, look at that with me again, verse 6. He says, let your light so shine. Before who? Who? Before men. That they may what? See your good works and do what? Glorify you? No. Glorify your Father which is in heaven. Folks, we have a job to do. And when we think about moving out of this new church year into the next new year, and this is just what I believe, and I wrote this down. I believe that Pleasant Hill Baptist Church can have the best year ever if each one of us will follow Jesus' instructions to let our light shine. Let our light shine. There's a hunger in our world today for the reality of the Word of God. His brother I.B. brought out this morning, and I knew when he was going there, I thought he was going to go to Amos. Turn to Amos 8:13 just a moment. Sometimes we overlook this as we read this. Amos 8:13. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. I'll back up the other way. You can find it there. Joel. It's on page 1072 of my Bible. But I want you to look at this, because this is what happened in Amos' day. It says there in verse 11. He says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. Let me tell you something, brother and sister, we are there. We are there because of what it states there in the next verse. Look what it says. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord God, and shall not find it. The term seek there means is to see an evidence of it, to see it in action, if you please. There are people today looking to see the evidence of the Word of God, the real Word of God, activated in our lives, so that they can see there's something drastically different in our lives, so that we can be what God would have us to be. We have a world that is seeking, and they're looking for light, because they're living in a world that is so filled with darkness. The song in the hymn book 579 goes like this. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood this nation. sin. With grace and mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadow into your likeness. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me. The third verse goes, as we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine through me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Let's pray together. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for your blessed holy word, how you speak to us from and out of your word. And Lord, I don't know the hearts here tonight, but you do. And Father, if there's one here that has never experienced the radiant light of Jesus Christ coming into their very being, may this be the day of salvation for them, that they come and know the water of life, the light of life, the love of life in Jesus Christ. Father, you may have spoke to hearts here tonight that need to come in recommitment of renewing their vow to you, saying, Lord, if it kills me, I'm going to let my light shine for you. Father, I pray tonight that you'd help us as a church to recognize the serious days in which we're living, that we are called with the privilege to be the light in this dark world as we allow Jesus, the very person of Jesus, to shine through us. Those young people at school, God, help them to see the opportunity and to seize the moment to allow Jesus to shine through them. Help them to realize that you've placed them there for a purpose, and that purpose is to be a child of God and to show forth the very love of Jesus Christ. Father, for each of us, where we work or where we work, where we go, help us to show the very light and the person of Jesus Christ, that people may see the good things, the correct things, the right things, the winsome things, is what the word means. Lord, and then because of that, they are drawn to you and glorify you. Lord, we thank you tonight because we realize as a people of God, that is our number one priority, and that is to glorify the Heavenly Father. So, Lord, help us to do it. In Jesus' strong and powerful name we pray. Amen. Hymn of invitation, hymn numbered.